Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Here's why Shohei Ohtani came up today. We were listening to Eric Gagne on the morning roast, and he was asked about Ohtani versus Bonds, and here's what he said.
Yeah, very good. So that's just the fact to get to the big leagues and dominate as a pitcher is insane. I couldn't even make it as a starter. So I didn't really, I became a reliever. And then to do this at the plate and to do this on top of that, not just be good on the field, but to be that big of a – he's a Jordan type and have all the attention – you have all the attention on him and to still dominate and still perform and to still have all this attention on him and just go out there. Because I don't think Barry has ever had that much attention on him. I mean, that's just insanity what he's going through. And he still dominates. He still performs. To me, that's a step above. That's Tiger Woods stuff. That's Michael Jordan stuff. And, of course, you could put Barry in that category, but I think it's a little bit different. I think it's more just the way he plays the game, the way he runs the bases. Everything he does is pretty good.
It's a weird the way he runs the bases. I mean, Barry Bonds was an amazing base stealer, right? And base runner number one. God, I hate the Dodgers. Like, I mean, even just listening to this, I'm like, are you just biased because he pitches and you were a pitcher? Barry never faced this kind of attention. When Barry came to the plate for 3 years, the sports world stopped. We stopped. We replayed every one of his at-bats on every sports show all night long. We don't do that with Shohei. We don't stop the world when he comes to the plate.
Oh, we did at the tail end of last year when he was on that that quest to go 50-50.
Absolutely.
And he eventually did. So.
Absolutely. So that lasted like 4 days.
It was longer than that. It was the whole run-up to it. But I'm not going to argue that Bonds got, you know, less attention than Shohei. Shohei did get a ton of attention as he was making that historic run to 50-50. And so, yeah, that happened. And this year it hasn't been as much because he's not pitching. And so now he's just a really good hitter, probably the second best hitter in baseball.
Grady, what did you want to say about this? What's going on?
Well, you guys spent a lot of time talking about the idea of the attention that is paid to Ohtani, maybe not paid to Bonds, at least in Gagne's mind. You brought it up a second ago, but he talked about just the way that he runs the bases. Bonds is the only member of the 500 homer, 500 steal club, also the only member of the 400 homer, 400 steal club. Talked about the way that he does everything. Ohtani doesn't field. Bonds has 8 gold gloves.
Yep.
Like, there's levels to the things that Bonds did that Ohtani doesn't do.
And Shohei may get there, no doubt. But, like, and I hate having any conversation that makes it sound like, you know, you're kind of dismissing anything about Ohtani, because from a visual standpoint or an amazement standpoint, yeah, you could argue this is crazier than anything we've ever seen in baseball. But if you want to whittle this down to like what Bonds does and what Ohtani does, I'm with you. I thought Gagne just tossed a bunch of Bonds stuff out with the trash, which made no sense. I heard a lot of people bring this point up today, and I think it's a good one. Shohei Ohtani is in a lineup with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. Yeah. Barry Bonds was in the lineup with who? I mean, sure, someone will go, oh, well, Jeff Kent won an MVP. Why do you think Jeff Kent won an MVP? Because nobody wanted to pitch to Bonds.
That's part of it.
I mean, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. They're tough. They're tough. Eras of comparison are always very, very, very tough. And Shohei is two athletes. He's two different athletes.
Yeah.
So that's a fair kind of a thing. But I just thought that was, that had some weird in it from Eric.
Yeah, and it had some Dodger in it from Eric. And,
there you go.
You know, he was a big rival of Bonds. And I was looking up that famous at-bat, and it was all fastballs. And Gagne is a guy who also, I believe he tested positive along the course of his career. So he was from that same era. And, you know, it was a time where Bonds was a rival because it was Dodgers and Giants. And so, of course, he's going to lean toward his guy in L.A.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. I just was like, I think if you want to have this conversation, you can. But those were weird factors to point to. Shohei deals with more attention than Bonds?
Well, he deals with a lot of attention, especially from the Japanese media. Like, that part right. of it I get from Gagne.
Is that pressurized? The Japanese media?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, well, no, but again, from the standpoint of this is Major League Baseball, you're here, you're dealing with this media, that's another thing. And Bonds, by the way, did not, I'll be the first to say it, he did not handle this well. He was horrible with the media.
Yeah.
His entire career. Shohei doesn't even need to deal with the American media. Because, oh, by the way, he's got people thinking he doesn't speak English, even though that I know that he does.
Well, he's got an interpreter who he's got to keep an eye on. Well,
he's got a second interpreter.
Yeah, he does. So, he does still have to face them and answer the questions, but it's easier to just, you know,
I mean,
get the question translated to you and make up some answer and have your interpreter handle it for you.
The translator can say whatever the hell he wants. They're so different, but that of all things to point to, that might've been the last that I would have gone to, which is Shohei deals with a bunch of attention that Barry never did.
Yeah. And this,
I found it to be the other way around.
It's not true. And Ohtani has a certain amount of attention that Bonds didn't have to face other than a few of those seasons. And Ohtani is, you know, constantly going to be covered and hounded by the Japanese media every single step of his life. And, you know, with Bonds, it was mainly the on-the-field stuff, and a lot of the attention that Barry got, he brought on himself by the choices that he made. And, you know, Game of Shadows comes out from Fainu Ruwada and Lance Williams, and that book blows up, and all of a sudden now a light is shone upon Major League Baseball, not only Bonds, but many other players. And so, like you said, he didn't always handle it the right way, which brought more attention and more scrutiny.
No, we could absolutely have this conversation. As far as the greatness of Barry Bonds, like a healthy portion of his career, he cheated.
Right.
He cheated. So you can add that into it. You know what I mean? Shohei's allegations, even if they were true, which they won't ever be proven so, don't necessarily have anything to do with his performance on the field. Barry's does. Again, the only thing I'm pointing out here is that Eric went to a very odd spot to kind of compare these two. I don't think you're crazy if you think Ohtani is better than Bonds, more important to the game than Bonds. I think a sane person could easily argue that, but probably not by saying Shohei deals with a bunch of attention that Barry never did. That, to me, is the opposite.
Agreed.
Shohei has never received any negative attention and doesn't need to answer half of the questions of Barry and doesn't have any of the negativity from other fans, and the sort of, like what you just pointed out, the at-bat by at-bat chase that Shohei went through last year was minuscule compared to what Barry did when he hit 73 home runs.
And as he got closer to 715 and 755 and 700 and all the other milestones. And so for Barry, it was a number of different times where he went through that and faced it. And, you know, the 73 homer year was in 2001. Is that right? Yeah. 01.
Yeah, that feels right.
And then by the time he was getting up to Aaron, that was a few years later. So between the 73 and eventually reach into 762 career. There are other milestones, and the coverage of that, of course, was going to be immense, and it was as much negative as positive, and the whole idea of an asterisk was around Barry Bonds.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
The 73, and, you know, because by then we knew about Sosa and McGuire and how when they broke Maris, it's like, oh, you had the Andro, and you had, you know, Sosa on the stuff, and so by the time Barry surpassed both of them, the scrutiny was even way more.
No doubt. No doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And then here's where I will admit that this is my own thing. This is not just the Dodgers. This is every team seemingly in baseball, Giants included. But the Dodgers are the most annoying at it. And it's kind of like, hey, does every NBA team have a guy who flops?
Of course.
Right. Yeah. But James Harden is the most annoying one. Or yeah. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, whoever. Pick whoever you want.
You can have your list.
Whoever you want. Have your foul baiter, and you'll be like, but that's the most annoying one. For me, the Dodgers are the most annoying at this one factor, and it's something we had to play this for you. This is hysterical. So our friend Will Clark, all-time great Giant, and we had Burnsy on last week, Eric Burns. They do the show on the No Filter Network, and listen to what comes up. Eric kind of turns him loose, and Will had to get something off of his chest, and it was about the way guys celebrate after a double when they get to second base. Listen to the thrill get loose.
You hit a double. All right, whack, I get a good pitch. I get a gapper. Yay, you know, you pull into second base. You are not even at the second base bag. And you're turning around to the dugout going, whatever the f*** these motherfuckers are doing. It's like, hey, turn around, the ball's still in play. If they miss the cutoff, you need to get to the third base. And I f***ing infuriates me. I swear to God, I want to jump through the TV sometimes and f***ing smack somebody upside the face going, the play is not over. You can't celebrate until the umpire has the ball in his hands.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh,
they all do it.
Of course they
all
do it. They all do it. But the Dodgers do it in the most annoying way possible. Like, I will give this. I don't even know. What is the Giants thing? What's the thing that they do? Everybody's got a salute to the dugout.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dodgers, okay, yeah, they kind of put, like, they put their pointer finger and their middle finger together, and then their thumb is out, and they twist them a little bit. It's almost kind of like got a little like four tops thing going to it. For those of you who've been listening to music for 1,000 years. But anyway.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Anyway, the Dodgers shake that ass. That's what the Dodgers do.
They put their hands like out to the sides and they just do like a wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggling their butt, and then they turn around and they wiggle their butt the other way. It feels like it takes about 13 seconds before it's over. And look, I get it. If you're a Dodger fan, you love it. You love it.
You love the Dodger wiggle. Yeah.
But if you don't like the Dodgers, it's the most annoying thing in baseball. By far.
I have to look at other teams and what they do, but I'm picturing the Dodger one, and it's pretty annoying.
Get ready. But here we go this weekend. Happy Father's Day. There's the Dodgers' butts. Right. There they are, and right in your face.
It's where we are in sports society now, where you do something great, and you celebrate. And when you celebrate, you either do it alone or you do it with friends. The NFL finally... It took them years to figure out that nobody wants the no-fun league, and that's a 15-yarder because you guys celebrated in the end zone, and so now you've got Justin Jefferson doing the gritty, another guy's doing the gritty, and it's fun, you know?
By the way, I got no issue with it. I started this conversation by saying, this is where I'm really going to show my colors. I wouldn't be bothered by this if the Giants were doing it. I'm bothered by it because the Dodgers are doing it, and I hate the Los Angeles Dodgers. So much. I don't even like using that word. I hate the word hate, but it works here. I hate the Dodgers.
AI has given me great clarity into this.
Okay, yeah. What do you got?
It's inspired by the Freddie Freeman signature celebration. For singles, players do a hip lock with a personal twist.
A single!
While doubles see a full Freeman shimmy with a hip lock. Home run celebrations include a modified version of the Freeman shimmy when the dugout is on the third baseline.
It's
a shimmy with a hip lock.
And by the way, the Dodgers have some guys right now that don't register very high on the Dodger hatred scale. Like Freddie Freeman seems like a great guy. Gosh, what happened with his family last year? Everybody was rooting for Freddie Freeman.
You know, he donated $1 million to that hospital a couple weeks ago.
Like, some of these guys seem like phenomenal human beings. Mookie Betts, who the hell doesn't look at Mookie Betts and go, first of all, that's a great ball player. Second of all, he looks like a ton of fun.
Go Dodgers.
Now, Muncy is that guy. Bleep you, Muncy. Forget him. But some of these Dodgers, they don't really register on the Dodger hatred scale. Until you get to second base and decide that a disco ball just came out of the sky and we're going to spend the next 22 seconds of our lives letting you see every little body part in my tight Robbie Ray pants. I hate it with a passion. With a passion. So I don't mind celebration in sports. Let the kids play, do your damn thing, all of that. But this one, guys, I don't know.
It's just because it's them. And if the Cardinals were doing the same thing, it wouldn't bother you.
A little bit.
I don't think it would bother
so
you.
It's so prolonged. It's like, dude, we're waiting here.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.